This is Heather Campion, Chief Administrative Officer of Northeast Bank and Able Banking.
Heather, thank you so much for taking time to be part of the Inspired By interview. I wanted to ask you, first of all, how you started your career in politics. How did you transition from a career in politics to one in banking?
Well, actually, my career in politics was, I began first on Capitol Hill working for Tip O'Neill when he was Speaker, which was a tremendous experience, and then moved over to the White House and worked in what was then called the Office of Public Liaison. And our job was to reach out to various constituencies on behalf of the president's agenda. When President Carter lost, I moved back to Boston where I was from and went to work at the Kennedy School of Government, basically doing outreach and public relations and public liaison. So I was always in a career where I was reaching out with the public sector, the private sector, nonprofits, academia, et cetera. After a couple of decades, actually, in and out of politics and Harvard's Kennedy School, it was then that I moved into banking. As you know, many of the banks hire people who are active in the community because the regulatory obligation called CRA, they want people who can do charitable giving because banks are particularly charitable in communities that they serve, and to do media relations and communications. Communications is something that really every industry needs, and that was my experience.
Sure. And CRA, we should just say, is the Community Reinvestment Act.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Banks were not lending in low-income communities through the 60s and 70s, so it was a piece of legislation that Congress introduced to require banks to continue to serve low-income communities.
Got it. Heather, would you be able to pinpoint a defining professional moment and tell us why it was important to you?
I would say when I left academia, even though I just described it as a logical transition to go to a bank, going from the public sector to academia into a bank, I was 40 years old at the time, was a huge, huge transition. And it was defining for me because all the ideas that I had about how to succeed changed dramatically. The private sector is organized so very differently than the public sector, and it's particularly different for women. I had naively sort of jumped into the management team of this very fast-growing bank thinking, well, I had come from academia where there were a lot of men in charge, and I could certainly do it in the private sector, but it's much more hierarchical, the private sector. People don't move up the ladder so quickly. I think men engage with women very differently on a professional basis in the private sector than they do in the public sector. There are many more women in the public sector and even in academia. So that was a huge transition. But I think it was important, and the reason I mention it as kind of a defining moment is one of my big pieces of advice to all women in particular is you have to continue to evolve and transition your career. If you stay too long in a place, you'll get stale. If you're ambitious about your career and you want to have continued success, it's a really good thing. There's an art to knowing when to leave and how to go to the next step, but I think it's very important to be able to pivot at key moments in your career.
Heather, that leads right into my next question, which is, what are your top tips for a woman who's ready to make her next career move? That was certainly one. What are a couple of others?
Certainly don't burn any bridges as you do it, because every experience should build positively upon another. And I have found through all the different jobs that I've had, staying in touch and keeping those relationships going has accrued to my benefit in every new job. You bring your history, your relationships, your experiences with you. So don't burn any bridges. And the second is, I think communication is key. You need to be sure that your colleagues and your supervisors understand what you're doing. You could be working day and night, but unless they understand what you're doing, you're not going to be perceived as being hugely valuable. So work very hard and work very hard at communicating what you're doing in a way that they understand your value.
Very useful. Heather, lastly, I wanted to ask you, what is the one thing that you make time for in your daily life that helps keep you refreshed and positive and going?
You know, this wasn't the case earlier in my life, but it is now, and that's exercise. Because if I don't exercise, I don't have any energy. It sounds sort of counterintuitive, intuitive, but that's really true. And the other thing that I think is really important is taking time to think. I think women juggle so many things that they just go from doing one job to the next all day and all night. And so I try and get in the car and turn off the radio and just think. And I'll tell you a quick story about that. I had a lot of women senior vice presidents working for me at one point, and I noticed how differently they managed than their male counterparts. I had this discussion once with one of the vice chairmen of the bank that I was at, and I said to him, you know, all these women are working so hard, and they don't take any time off, and they're running around. And he said to me something I'll never forget, which is, well, you know, it's true. If you don't take time, if you're too busy doing all the time, you don't have time to think. And if you can't think, you can't lead. And so I think that's a really profound statement, actually, because women spend a lot of time trying to convince everyone that they're working so hard, and yet they often miss, men too, but I see it much more so with women in management roles. They often miss the point that they have to sort of hold back a little bit and be strategic and lead and let others do some of the work if they're leading well.
That's a great piece of advice. Heather Campion, thank you so much for taking time to be part of Inspired By.
My pleasure.